The reading is taken from Psalm 30, which is page 558 in the Blue Church Bibles. That's Psalm 30, found on page 558. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favour lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favoured me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. When you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced? If I go down to the pit, will a dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
Good evening. Last summer, I had a loud knock on my front door one afternoon. So I opened it to find someone asking me if I'd seen a tortoise. His tortoise in my back garden. His pet tortoise, Sheldon, had evidently done a runner. And his owner had been up and down the lane at the back of our house, working out which garden he thought Sheldon had got into. So he knocks on our door. Given that we'd been playing in the back garden for a few hours, and our back garden isn't that big, I confidently said, no, haven't seen him. But given how precious this tortoise seemed to him and how desperate he was to find him, I thought he'd better come in and have a look just in case. It was a baking hot day. And he'd suspected that Sheldon had gone missing for a little while, so he was starting to worry that he's going to run out of water, get a bit dehydrated. And so we go into the house, and we have a little rummage in the back garden. And, well, you can guess, underneath a bush, right next to our patio doors, was Sheldon. And there he is, rescued, reunited with his owner in our back garden. Given the ferocity of the running around that had been happening for a few hours, and given the role play games that were being played, I'd say Sheldon did pretty well, actually, to escape alive from the Williams garden. And I wondered if Sheldon's life was any different after his rescue. He hasn't made it back to our garden yet, I don't think. But a rescued pet is one thing. But the rescue of a lost soul is another. What difference should God's rescue make to the lives of his people? How should our lives, our hearts, be changed in the light of all that the Lord has done for his people? Well, our psalm this evening, Psalm 30, it gives us a little window in. And as we continue on in our series on different aspects of prayer in our prayer and praise evenings, Psalm 30, well, it shows us that God's people were created for and rescued for thankful and joyful praise in and through every circumstance that we may face. We should give him thanks. So in the next few minutes, just the three brief things that we'll see from Psalm 30. Firstly, we see a heart humbled for thanksgiving. David recalls a time in his life when he was in trouble. You see that at the beginning of the psalm. He's in the depths, the pits. His life is in danger. We don't really know why. We don't know if this was a serious illness or he's under attack. But either way, David is in a dire situation. He feels his life is on the line. You can feel that in the seriousness of this language that he uses. And he's honest about it. It was awful. And he says so. But David, reflecting on this after his rescue in this psalm, he looks back to how things were before he faced this difficulty. And David is honest about where his heart had gone to in the good times. We see that in verse 6. When I felt secure, I said, I shall never be shaken. He started to depend on himself, to feel secure in himself, in his own strength. He's become complacent. Things are always going to be this way. Haven't I done well? And we heard this morning, didn't we? How our lives, our circumstances can change. Sometimes it's in a steady, slow change for the worse. Sometimes our lives can be shattered in an instant. And as he's going through this calamity, David begins to realize who is actually in control. Verse 7, Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. It's because of you, your favor, things are going well, he says. And he realizes the reality that the Lord is still in control when they're not. Now, the Bible is honest and clear about who is in control of our lives and all of the events in this world. We can be thankful, particularly on a day like today. Whatever we go through, God knows. Whatever the unanswered questions, whatever the uncertainties about the future, God is in control. So as we join together this evening to pray and to praise, let's have this enormous vision of God. He is the one in control in the tough times, but he is absolutely in control when times are good too. So let's give thanks to him when they are. Let's not grow complacent, tempted to feel like we can go without daily dependence on our God. And let's call to mind often and give thanks regularly for all the blessings that we have from him. But secondly, we see a heart rescued for thanksgiving. David, as he remembers who's in control, well, this leads him, as he stands on the brink of death, to cry out to God. Lord, my God, he says in verse 2, I called to you for help. He says again in verse 10, hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. As he remembers who's in control, he remembers who can rescue. And this psalm, it shows us the nature of the God he's crying out to, of who he is and what he does. He's the bringer of undeserved mercy. He's the giver of grace. He comes down to his people in need. Lifted me out of the depths, he said. You've healed me. You've brought me up. You have spared me. There is nothing here to say that David deserved God's favor, God's rescue, but he received it. God is merciful to him. And David realizes, as he's crying out to him, he realizes that God is God and he is not. That being a person of grateful praise is exactly who he was always meant to be, exactly what he was made for. He says, what is gained if I am silenced, if I go down to the pit? This awesome, majestic, holy God is the center of his life, he realizes. The center of the whole universe. Please don't let me be silenced, he says. Because how then will I praise you? Not how then will I accomplish all the things that I need to do for you? Not how will I do all the things that I want to do? How will I praise you? Who is going to praise you? Let's just ponder the reality of our salvation in the Lord Jesus. That the Bible says that all of us have gone wandering. We found ourselves far from home. We're spiritually thirsty. We're trying to live for ourselves. And instead, we're just lost in our sin. But if we're trusting in the Lord Jesus, you have been rescued. You can be sure of that. Jesus has gone down to the grave, to the pit, so that we don't have to. He is the one who's defeated the enemies of God. Satan and death and sin, they have no lasting power over us now. This is the free gift of rescue to everyone who will take it. Is there anything greater, anything more precious to give thanks for this evening? And we can give thanks to him, as we will do this evening, when we have glimpses now of times when we see God answer our prayers. Those little rescues that remind us of the ultimate rescue for sin. And they give us a foretaste of the day when we will be completely free of sin forever. And it's an encouragement to keep praying to him. That's why we join together this evening. That's why we lift up all these concerns to him. Because we know we have a God who comes down to his people and longs to give us mercy. So we've got a heart humbled for thanksgiving, a heart rescued for thanksgiving, and finally we see a heart transformed for thanksgiving. The reality of his rescue causes David's heart to overflow with gratitude. His heart is transformed. Gone now is the complacent reliance on himself. Now it's praise of the one who's rescued them. It's the core of his being. It's now his spiritual DNA. And it reframes his whole perspective on life. God's anger lasts a moment. Weeping stays just for the night. Wailing is now dancing. Sackcloth is now joy. Which, we have to be honest, don't we, is hard to read at times. Because there are so many questions that we still have. So many difficult situations that we have to hold. Hard things now are still hard. We fail and we mess up. Our bodies, they don't work always the way we want them to. Our loved ones, well, they grow old and they die. And it feels as though we're still in the night rather than the morning. Tears, the reality, rather than dancing. But the Bible does say, Psalm 30 tells us, however hard it is to imagine, that there will be a day when we say that this time, this one, marked with suffering, well, it wasn't that long. It was a mist. It was a vapor. It was here, but then it was gone forever. But even while we wait now for the reality of heaven to come, even while we still live with the presence of suffering, we are encouraged to give thanks to the Lord for all he has done. It says in verse 4, sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. And again in verse 12, he closes, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. And in the ESV, it says, Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Because of Jesus and his rescue, we will know the never-ending rejoicing of the morning rather than the suffering of the nighttime. And so we can know now the dancing of heaven. Even as we wait for that day, we can know now what it's like to wear garments of praise instead of grief. And we can know now what it is like to have our perspective utterly transformed. We can know now what it's like to have a heart filled with eternal joy and thanksgiving. This is our King, the sovereign Lord who comes down to his people. So whatever our circumstances, however difficult, we can give him thanks and praise. This is what we were created for. This is what we are rescued for. And this is what we are being transformed into, a people of thankful praise.